From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. military officials say the U.S.-led coalition launched an airstrike that killed more than 100 people during a battle to retake Mosul from Islamic State militants. U.S. Central Command said Saturday that a review determined that a U.S.-led coalition operation requested by the Iraqi government had struck Islamic State fighters and equipment at the location, corresponding to allegations of civilian casualties. What happened in the incident March 17th in Mosul, al-Jadida district, is still unclear. Some residents say a coalition airstrike hit an explosive-filled truck, detonating a blast that collapsed buildings packed with families. Mosul Municipality Chief Abdul Sadr al-Habib, who's supervising the rescue, said 240 bodies had been pulled from the rubble of collapsed buildings. Lise Gran is a UN humanitarian coordinator in Iraq.
Fellow Hong Kong citizens.
The U.S. announcement came after the Iraqi government announced earlier Saturday that it would temporarily halt the battle to retake Mosul from Islamic State jihadists after reports emerged of heavy civilian casualties. Syrian and Russian warplanes pounded rebel targets across the country Saturday, killing dozens of people, including inmates at a rebel-held women's prison in the northwestern city of Idlib. Monitors from the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the prison dead included 16 in prison staff. Separately, monitors said government forces targeted rebel positions east of Damascus, where at least 16 people were killed and 50 others wounded. This is VOA News.